If you're from the South and someone says, bless their heart, is that really what they mean? Are they coming from a caring, loving place, wanting to bless someone's heart? Sometimes they are. I know I have used it in many sympathetic circumstances, but I must be honest with you, I have also used it with a bit of sarcasm as well. For example, someone walks into a glass door. Bless their heart. Maybe someone at a wedding reception is out on the dance floor having a big time, but they can't keep time, if you know what I mean. Bless their heart. What about those who may be a tad annoying to you? My mom used to tell me, if you can't say anything nice about someone, don't say anything at all. Well, bless their heart is something you could say. We are all made in God's image with a very unique design and gifting. Often when we come across someone's uniqueness that rubs our uniqueness the wrong way, it can be a challenge. We get frustrated with one another, yet we are called to love one another. Especially in the body of Christ, we are called to work together for a common goal and mission, and at times we end up butting heads way more than walking in agreement for the cause of Christ. When we are faced with difficult people and we want to eject ourselves and say, bless their heart, we can stop and actually give thanks for them. Remember, we are called to give thanks in all things. That's our focus all month long. So how do we give thanks for people in our life that are frustrating and really rub us the wrong way? Paul sets a great example for us in his first letter to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:3. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. This to me is Paul's bless your heart moment, and he really did mean it. He wanted blessing for the Corinthians and began his letter to them, letting them know he was thankful to God for them. Here is why this is such an example to us. The church of Corinth was the most frustrating, dysfunctional church of all. Corinth was a prominent city, rich and immoral, a city that lived without self-control. So the people of the church were very much influenced by the culture, to say the least. In the first century, people even used the phrase living like a Corinthian to mean someone who indulged in a wild and unrestrained or ungodly life. Paul could have easily said, bless their hearts, and given up and walked away, but he didn't. We see him actually bless them and thank God for them, even though he was so frustrated with them. Paul goes on to the specifics of the truth they needed to hear and realign their lives to, but he first begins with giving thanks to God for them and for the grace God had given them, even in their disobedience. We have people around us not being obedient to God that could use a blessing way more than sarcasm. They need truth spoken and lived out in love way more than finger pointing and ignoring. When we give thanks for those around us that fit into that bless their heart category, our heart softens and we see them as God sees them, and he sees us covered by his grace. Through that lens, we are moved toward them in love, and we can even be thankful for them. That's the truth. Give thanks for the frustrating, dysfunctional people around you. Maybe God's placed them in your path to remind you to be grateful for the grace in your life and to give you an opportunity to share it. I'm Lori Klein.